The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at his customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes who were Pharisees saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Littlest, tiniest thought for you here today. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of humility to admit that you're a sinner. All it takes is a little bit of honesty, really. Day after day, we strive to live up to the teachings of Jesus, the highest moral standard that's ever been set. And day after day, we fail to live up to that standard. It doesn't take a tremendous amount of humility to admit that you're a sinner. All it takes is a little bit of honesty, really. Trying day after day to live up to these standards and failing day after day to live up to these standards, it's enough to make you want to quit. It's enough to make you want to despair. And that's where, here in this gospel, we have one of the most helpful lines in all the scriptures when Jesus says, "I didn't come to call the righteous. I came to call sinners." You know, that makes me feel good, because that means he came for me. Now, this is a line that you will never exhaust the usefulness of. Our very own patron, St. Therese, one of my favorite stories of her life, dying of tuberculosis, last days of her life, lying there on her deathbed, she showed a moment of willed impatience, for which she was corrected by her fellow religious sisters. But rather than getting upset at them, or even worse, at herself, Therese rejoiced. She said, "Hooray! I'm still a sinner. I still qualify for divine welfare." That's the value of this line. Now, understand this well. It's taught to us in the context of the call of St. Matthew. This gospel right here, it calls him Levi, son of Alphaeus. Levi and Matthew, different names, same guy, right? He's the author of the gospel. He's the tax collector. I think I've told you before. The tax collectors were among the worst sinners and the most hated people in all of Israel because they were thieves who were protected by cover of law. They literally could collect as much as they wished from you and your neighbors in taxes, and there would be no consequences. So Jesus calls him to be his follower. And it's in that context that he utters this great line, "I came to call the sinners." But understand this well. Matthew repented. After this moment, he doesn't go back to collecting more taxes. Matthew repented. Do you know what repentance means? Repentance means that if you're given more time, you won't go and do the same thing again. So when Jesus says, "I came to call sinners," he doesn't mean to say, "Don't worry, y'all just keep sinning all you want because it doesn't matter." He doesn't mean to say that. What he means to say is, "Don't trust in yourself. Trust in me." Because I'll tell you, one of the strangest experiences in following the Lord is the closer you get to him, the more you realize the faults that you need to correct in your life, not the less. Matthew would continue to commit sins, right? Even on Good Friday, he ran away from the Lord in his hour of greatest need. Matthew would not, from this point onward, fail to commit sins. He just wouldn't go back to this one. He repented. It's the strangest experience. It's like dusting a room. You know, if you have low light, you you're trying to dust a room, you can think you're finished. But then you open up the blinds, let the sunlight in, and you realize the scope of the job. The light of the Holy Spirit does that to our souls. So you never want to come to the point in which you think to yourself falsely, I don't have anything I need to repent of. I don't do anything wrong. Such a one as that is in the dark. Please don't ever say that, because Jesus came not for the righteous. He came for the sinners. You don't ever want to be in the point where you don't think he came for you. But rather, we want to place our trust in him and not in ourselves. If the day ever comes when you become infinitely wicked and God ceases to be infinitely merciful, well, then you can despair all you want, okay? But until that day comes, let's have hope, because it's in the recognition of the fact that I'm a sinner, and only in that recognition, that I can call Jesus my Savior. Amen.